Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos. The Australian government admits public confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine program has been affected by an error in Queensland. A doctor who was not trained to administer the shot injected too much of it to two aged care residents in Brisbane. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck says the mistake is unacceptable.
Really disappointing and distressing for us all, and we don't want events such as this to undermine public confidence in the vaccination rollout. We don't think that it will.
A criminal investigation has been launched into the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins in 2019 at Parliament House. She has filed a formal report with Canberra Police. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he was aware of the incident but did not tell Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
I took a decision at that time that I wasn't going to inform the Prime Minister because this was an operational matter. I formed the judgment that I was not going to provide that information or disclose, and I don't compromise that.
Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is still in hospital on Thursday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says she is doing well.
Much improved from where she was the night before, and under doctor's instructions, she'll remain under observation for a few more days yet, and she's looking forward to returning to her duties.
Australia's news media bargaining code will soon be a reality after passing through Parliament. It is the first of its kind in the world. It means Australian media companies, small and large, will be paid for their news to be viewed or shared on social media. Meanwhile, airline Qantas has announced a loss of $1 billion in its half-year results. It follows a $6.9 billion loss in revenue due to ongoing travel restrictions. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the company is planning for international travel to start again at the end of October.
These figures are stark, but won't come as a surprise. Border closures meant we lost virtually 100% of our international flying and 70% of our domestic flying. Three quarters of our revenue, around $7 billion, went with it.
In sport, Brisbane has been chosen as the preferred city to host the Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2032. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there is no need to build new stadiums for the events because the state already has many ready-to-use facilities.
We're very excited by this development. It puts Queensland in the box seat, and I know that every level of government is absolutely united in working together to make this happen. And I'm very pleased that we'll be working with the mayors and the federal government to ensure that we get the funding to make this a reality. We already have 85% of the venues at the moment. It's a new norm, which means it's a game changer.
I am Marcus Megalokonomos, and this is SBS News in Easy English.